Blench Bumps.
Cam FM.
And coming up, first place corner now. It's Magdalen W1. They've got away. And they have actually W1 division so far this week. They're going to be looking to get away and then be the sandwich boat for the W1 division later on. But Kings behind them look like they've already closed it down to about half a boat length already. Bearing in mind these boats start a boat length and a half apart, that is a massive difference they have got already as they go around first post corner. That one would be the one to watch as we go into Grassy. Behind them, Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall, combined W1. They won't get their blades this year if they can't catch that Kings boat before they catch Magdalen again. Going around Grassy behind them, you've got Selwyn W1 who are being chased down by Homerton W1. They are about on station still, but it's round in the gut and into Grassy where those top three boats. It'll be really interesting to watch those as we go. Just behind Homerton W1, you then have Fitz W1 with the Billy Goat on their blade. And behind them, Emma looks to be under pressure from Jesus at the moment. But I'm going to throw up to Grassy at the moment with Molly. Can you see those top three boats coming round?
I have indeed got the top three boats in front of me as I speak, Jack. So we've got Magdalen. I've managed to pull away a little bit and they're taking the corner very neatly. I think that's going to give them a good gain. So what we're more likely bump now seems to be Q4 bumping Kings. It's very, very tight. I think that they are going around the corner. We haven't had a bump yet, but it does look like Hughes Hall might be in for bumping Kings. We'll have to keep an eye on that as they go around the corner. Nothing yet, but definitely potential. But back to Jack at the start to tell us what's happening over there.
So Jesus W2 even just came past and I was thinking, my word, there must have been a bump behind them, but no, it's not. It's Sydney Sussex W1 have dropped up massively. They're now about a quarter of a boat length away from the chasing Darwin W1 boat. And behind them, you've got Pembroke W2. They're not going to catch
Molly.
Darwin. I don't think Darwin looked like they're probably going to catch Sydney Sussex, if anything. Molly, what have you got of Grassy?
I just wanted to say that we've got Homerton pushing up very, very close on Selwyn. I think that Selwyn are going to have to concede soon. It's looking like a very tight one. And right in front of us, oh no, gussingly, we have got Jesus have just bumped Emma. Emma has just had to concede to Jesus's bump there. Jesus looking victorious,
Jack.
Emma not. But back down to Jack at the start to tell us more.
That Pembroke boat chasing Darwin behind them, we've lost both Christ and Robinson. So that's Robinson have bumped Christ. W2, we predicted that one at the start. Robinson still on for their blades in this W2 division. Christ still on for their spoons. As Lady Margaret W2 comes
on
me with Newnham chasing them. That's down to about a quarter of a boat length with Corpus behind them. Molly, what have you got of Grassy?
I have got Darwin have just bumped Sydney Sussex. Sydney Sussex have conceded and they are pulling us to the side. So Pembroke is continuing to go on and chasing chasing Sydney because Darwin's in front, but they're going around the corner, so that will be for Theo to see what's happening there, I think. Theo, what can you see?
Yeah, so down here at Ditton, we've got Magdalen have just gone past, but Kings and Lucy Cavendish Hughes Hall have bumped out. So there's been a big gap all the way back to Fitzwilliam W1. So that means that Homerton and Selwyn must have bumped out as well. So There are not going to be any more bumps here right at the top of the second WT division here. So I'm going to pass
back to
Molly at Grassy.
Right, well, I have got Lady Margaret too, just pacing on passing. But behind Lady Margaret, we have got Newnham, who are being rapidly chased by Corpus Christi. We've got about half a length in between. And I think that Corpus are going to catch up round the corner. Having said that, we might have Newnham taking Lady Margaret first, but we're going to have quite a clash here because we've had a crash with Emma, who have pulled into the side, have not pulled into the side enough, and Newnham just whacked into Emma. So we've had a bit of a kerfuffle, and Corpus seems to be going on to possibly try and bump Maggie, but I'm not sure what's happening there. That'll be one for Theo to tell us what he can see. Theo, can you see anything up there?
So down here at Ditton, we've had Fitzwilliam go past, and now Pembroke W2 are approaching me in glorious isolation. So there's not much going on down here. There's about probably four or five lengths between Pembroke, and then the next crew, which is Lady Margaret W2, as far as I can tell, although they're still quite a way off me. So back to you at Grassy.
So what has happened here, I can confirm, we have had basically Emma's boat was in, they were tucked in, but not enough. Therefore, Newnham, who were chasing Lady Margaret, whacked oars with Emma and had to pull out, having not bumped anyone. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a fine for Emma or something. I've just had Claire race past me. Not sure who they're trying to chase because so many of the boats have been taken out due to the clash earlier on. So we will see what happens in, down there. I'm not sure. I think all the boats have pretty much rowed past now. But it's looking like we've had a few boats pull out just because of that clash which happened earlier. But Theo, can you see anything further up? I can see Lady Margaret, I think, about to pass you.
Lady Margaret have just gone round Ditton. It's all quite sort of calm down here because lots of bumps have already happened and everyone seems to be sort of in isolation. But I've got Claire coming towards me, chasing St. Edmunds W1, and there's a possibility that there might be a late bump here. They're going to have to work very hard for it because they're still roughly on station, but there's still quite a way to go, so I can pay attention for that one. I'm just going to head round the corner now and watch that down the long reach, and I can maybe give you an update later on. So back to you for the moment.
Well, what I can say is I've got a Victoria Starwin in front of me, who have obviously managed to bump Sydney, I think. I might try and see if I can get a little bit of information from the Darwin top, potentially. Let's see how they're feeling. Darwin, did you just manage to bump Sydney? And how are you feeling? Do you want to talk into the phone? Here we go.
That felt pretty good, because Pembroke was gaining us on us really closely. We started them nicely, and we just got Sydney and Grassy, so pretty good.
Well done to Darwin there, doing very well and looking well greeneried up. So down Grassy we've got a lot of boats pulled in because of that clash that happened. A lot of boats and a lot of unknown bumps that could have happened if the crash didn't. So that is the situation. It's all a little bit confused. But to Jack now, who can try and tell us what he thinks happened.
Yeah, thanks very much, Molly. So whilst Molly has a look, I'll just give you an idea about what Grassy looks like at the moment. It looks like the M25 during rush hour. It is completely gridlocked down here with so many boats. I've got a Victoria Caesars W2 just in front of me. They're getting their, no photos for them, but they did bump up today. So we'll go for a rundown on this division, unless Theo's got anything up at the top of the division. But it looks like Magdalen W1 rowed over at the top of the division. Lucy Cav, Hughesall combined, bumped Kings W1. Lucy Cav, Hughesall combined, still on for their blades tomorrow. Selwyn got bumped by Homerton. Fitz rode over. Emma W2 got bumped by Jesus W2. Jesus W2, the boat that got blades last year, they bumped again today on Emma W2. Darwin W1 bumped Sydney Sussex W1. Sydney Sussex W1 now on for their spoons. Still in this division. Pembroke W2 rode over. Robinson W1 still on for blades as they got Christ W2. Who are now on for their spoon. Lady Margaret W2 rode over. As did Newnham W2, Corpus Christi W1, St. Ed's W1, and Claire W2. Now, I know Molly has disappeared somewhere. Molly, have you got anyone with you?
No, I'm actually by the Emma boat here, Jack, but they look like they're just about to push off. They're looking quite sad, but Jesus, on the other hand, looking triumphant, having bumped Emma. Yes. Bye to you, Jack.
No worries, thank you very much, Molly. Theo, at the very top on the long reach, have you seen anything else of that Claire and St. Ed's gate, Theo?
I don't think there was a bump in the end. St. Evans looked to be moving away, so I think that was probably just a row over for both crews, and nothing else went on down towards this one with me, so I'll have to pass back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much, Theo. So Theo will go and get some confirmed results from race control, but as I just called all of that, we had 5 bumps in that division. And with that, we will head back to the studio and start prepping for M2.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.